We're seeing a little bit of red on the board here so far on this Monday morning. And in to tell us about it, Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We did see a quieter, a little higher overnight session, but since the 8:30 restart here, we've kind of drifted lower, like you mentioned. We have May corn at 375 and a quarter, down three quarters. July corn at 375, down 2 1/2. September corn at 376 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. December corn at 382, also down 2 3/4. May soybeans 10.23 1/2, down 2 3/4. July soybeans at 10.31, down 3 3/4. We have November beans at 10.18 1/4, down 3 3/4. May Chicago wheat at 450 3/4, that's down 2 1/2. July Chicago wheat at 461, down 2 3/4. September Chicago wheat at 471 1/4, down 3 1/4. Out in the Kansas City wheat market, Kansas City May wheat at 441 3/4, up 3 quarters. July Kansas City wheat at 449 1/4, down 4 1/4. September Kansas City wheat at 466 1/2, down 3 3/4. On the grains, the May contracts will go off the board this coming Friday. Gap higher market in the livestock here this morning, with the cattle sharply higher this morning. June cattle at 123.15, that's up 247. August cattle at 119.75, up $1.85. October cattle 118.95, up $1.57. May feeders at 149.97, up 260. August feeders at 150.20, up 302. September feeders at 148.90, up 285. May hogs slightly higher here, 76.90, up 10 cents. June hogs at 81.40, up 12. July hogs at 82.30, up 5. Like I said, a pretty quiet in the grains here this morning. We did have a bounce up there Friday, a little fall through overnight, but things are fading here just a little bit this morning as we continue to see a little positioning ahead of the crop report. Tomorrow, the USDA will release supply-demand estimates. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., that'll be our first look at the 16-17 balance sheet. They'll take the acres numbers we saw at the end of March, put a weight-adjusted yield on there, and then give us a first look at ending stocks. Early estimate is for bean ending stocks for 16-17 to be just over 400 million bushels. Corn ending stocks at 2.250, so a big healthy number there. Wheat ending stocks at just a little over 1 billion bushels. So pretty good carryouts to work with here as we start the new year, expecting the changes in the 15-16 balance sheet to be just minimal here. Also get some updated production numbers out of South America. A couple more things here today. Export inspections at 10 o'clock. Crop progress out this afternoon. Expecting corn progress to be 60-65% complete, and bean progress about 23% done on planting.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that update. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a good day, Brian. Thank you.
You too. Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. 57 degrees at 8:59 in weather today here locally. Cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly this afternoon, though we are seeing a little bit of rain over by Springfield at this hour. We'll see if that drifts our way this morning. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight, the low 60 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast again for Tuesday, the high 74. Mostly sunny skies Wednesday, but we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms moving back in Wednesday afternoon, the high 83. That'll be by far the warmest day in our forecast for this week. We'll be back down in the 60s by Friday, and Saturday calling for a high of just 59 degrees. Right now, 57 degrees outside our WIOL studios in Urbana. Stay tuned. On Point with Tom Ashbrook is coming up next here on AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Find our ag programming online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.